Good morning, my friend. Today is the first podcast, and you know, I'm grateful to start with one great topic. Be grateful and everything will be great. There is a well-known quote: you can never ever make any progress in your life unless and until you appreciate the assets you already possess. You know, develop an attitude of gratitude. In a lot of my sessions and seminars, people are like, "Aditya, you know what? Everything is almost fine, but sometimes I feel miserable and overwhelmed. I don't know what exactly the kind of feeling is, but it is similar to fear, closer to stress, nearer to frustration, narrower to anxiety, and then I feel overwhelmed and miserable." And after listening this, at first I am like, "Are you a novelist?" Well, jokes apart. But negative emotions like fear, stress, frustration, depression, angerness, etc. are very, very common and close to us these days. And due to a mixed up feeling of this all emotions, people feel overwhelmed, miserable, and they feel like they have screwed up things. And so, the best way to get rid of all such negative, nasty emotions is to develop an attitude of gratitude. The mechanism behind this is simple. You know, whenever you are grateful, you cannot be stressed, you cannot be anxious, you cannot be miserable, depressed, overwhelmed at the same time. Because when we are in a grateful state, appreciating something deeply from within our hearts and souls, we cannot be angry or frustrated at the same time. Thus, I just call it as a beautiful state. It is just a miraculous state. Whenever you are grateful, you cannot feel negative emotions at the same time. And whenever I suggest people this technique of expressing gratitude, appreciating the assets they already possess, they feel like they have nothing to be grateful for. They are like, "Aditya, you know what? I have nothing in my life to be grateful for. Everything is messed up. Everything is miserable. I have screwed up a lot, and I possess no assets at all to be appreciated." This is the saddest thing which I hear from people. They have a bunch of things to complain, but they can't figure out just one thing to appreciate, to be grateful of, to be thankful of. You know, there are tons of things in life to be grateful for if we allow ourselves to be. Your heart, think for it for a moment. Isn't it a beautiful gift? You have not earned it at all. Something, some universal power loved you, believed in you, and gave you this precious gift of heart in your life. Right now, put your one hand on your heart, breathe deeply. You know, break the normal pattern of your breath and express gratitude for this wonderful gift which is beating day and night to keep you alive. You know, think for a moment. It works 24/7, even when you are sleeping. Don't you think it is a precious gift to be cherished, to be appreciated, and to be grateful for? You know, if we try to find out, there are tons of things to be grateful for in life. If we allow ourselves to be. I would love to share one beautiful poem which once crossed my reading road, titled, "Lord, Forgive Me When I Whine. Lord, Forgive Me When I Complain." You know, just observe the beauty of this poem. The poem goes like this way. "Today upon a bus, I saw a lovely girl with golden hair. I envied her. She seemed so beautiful. She seemed so glad. And I wished if I was as fair as she was. But things changed when suddenly she rose to live. I saw her hobble down the aisle. She was walking in a very awkward way. She had only one leg and wore a crutch. Yet, as she passed, she smiled. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. I have two legs. The world is mine. Later on, when I stopped to buy some candies,
The man who sold had such a charm. I talked with him. He seemed so glad. If I were late, it would do no harm. And as I left, he said to me, I thank you. You have been so kind. It's nice to talk with folks like you. You see, he said, I'm blind. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. I have two eyes. The world is mine. Later on, while I was walking down the street, I saw a child with eyes of blue. He stood and watched the others play. He didn't knew what to do. I stopped there for a moment and then I said, why don't you join the others, dear? He looked ahead without a word, and then I knew he couldn't hear. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. I have two ears. The world is mine. With eyes to see the sunset's glow, with ears to hear what I would know, and feet to take me where I should go. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. I have everything. The world is mine. You know, if you really wish to, you can easily figure out tons of things to be grateful for every day when I wake up. What is the first thing I do is express gratitude. You know, not in a casual way, from within of my heart. You know, I just thank God for adding a new fresh day to my life, for adding a new page to the book of my life, to create something new, to be a bit better, to love more people, to appreciate more, to complete which was incomplete yesterday, to greet more people, to meet more people, to make this world a better place to live. You must be grateful for the living today. You know what? Statistics shows that nearly 2 people die each second, 105 each minute, 6,316 each hour, and 151,600 every day. Don't you think you are very, very lucky to be alive? Don't you feel, you know, grateful for this day? Yes, you are lucky. Nowadays, we have started taking a lot of things to be for granted. You know, we wake up each morning as if nothing is, you know, as great. Rather, we should, you know, see each day as a new gift. Wake up each morning as a miracle, you know. It's a miracle. Sun is in the sky. The sky is blue. The wind is, you know, it is just flowing like anything. And the miracle is you are alive. Every morning when you wake up, thank God for this another great opportunity to shine, to grind, become the person you know you can be. You know, there is nothing as great as the attitude of gratitude. As I said earlier, you know, you can never ever have anything in your life unless and until you appreciate the assets you already possess, right? You have a lot of assets, you know. So from today, you will be grateful for each and everything in life. You know, if you have to go to the moon to feel a sense of adventure, then I think you have a problem. But if you can feel, you know, immense pleasure, adventure from a smile, then of course, in that way, you can go to a moon also. You know, just appreciate the small things in life and you will discover the beauty of life. Life is magnificent if you allow it to be, and life is miserable if you allow it to be. It depends on us. What do we make of our lives, you know? And yes, of course, the next time whenever you feel depressed, you feel stressed up, you feel anxious, you feel frustrated, just be grateful. Just close your eyes for 3 minutes, you know, just appreciate, just remember 3 things to be grateful for, and then your state will be, and you will be able to change your state radically. With this message, I will end up here with few great lines. Sacha suhana har din hoga, suhani har sham hogi. Ab aapko jo pasand ho, bas wahi baat hogi.
सुहाना हर दिन होगा, सुहानी हर शाम होगी, अब आपको जो पसंद हो बस वही बात होगी। फिलहाल तो बिछड़ रहा हूँ दोस्तों, फिर मिलने की आस लेकर अगर जिंदगी रही तो फिर मुलाकात होगी। थैंक यू सो मच फॉर लिसनिंग मी, स्टे ट्यून टू अवर पॉडकास्ट एंड आई विल मेक मोर एंड मोर सच ग्रेट ऑसम पॉडकास्ट। थैंक यू सो मच, बी ग्रेटफुल, हैव अ ग्रेट डे, गुड मॉर्निंग, कीप स्माइलिंग एंड स्पार्कलिंग, हैव अ ग्रेट डे, स्टे ट्यून्ड विद अस, डोंट फॉरगेट टू सब्सक्राइब अवर न्यूज़लेटर एंड डू विजिट अवर वेबसाइट adidabhasa.com।